Section 10. Emergency Situations. Avoiding crashes. All drivers eventually will find themselves in an emergency situation. As careful as you are, there are situations that could cause problems. If you are prepared, you may be able to prevent any serious outcomes. All drivers have the responsibility to prevent crashes. Braking. The first reaction for most drivers to avoid a crash is to stop the vehicle. Most new vehicles are equipped with ABS, anti-lock braking system, to stop your vehicle without skidding. See the vehicle owner's manual for proper braking information. Steering. You may be able to avoid a crash by quickly steering around a problem. This is sometimes referred to as swerving. Grip the steering wheel in both hands and steer in the direction to avoid other traffic. Steer in the opposite direction to straighten out your vehicle, gain control, and start slowing. Accelerating. It may be necessary to accelerate to avoid a crash. This may happen when another vehicle is about to hit you from behind or the side. Skids. Skids are caused when you are traveling too fast for conditions, when you stop too suddenly, or when the tires can no longer grip the roadway. When you begin to skid, release pressure from the brake or accelerator and turn the wheel into the skid. Inoperable traffic signals. At times, power outages can result in non-working traffic signals. By law, except when a law enforcement officer is present to direct traffic, drivers must treat the non-working traffic signal as a four-way stop. Carefully proceed through the intersection, as other drivers may not stop. Uneven surface drop-offs. Uneven surface drop-offs can cause serious crashes. If your vehicle leaves the paved road surface, let off the accelerator, slow down gradually, and when safe to do so, return to the pavement. Vehicle malfunctions. There is always a chance of a vehicle problem while driving. Follow the recommended maintenance schedule listed in the vehicle owner's manual. In the event of an issue, follow these procedures and seek assistance. Brake failure. If your brakes fail while driving, use the parking brake. Pull on the parking brake handle in the center console or push the parking brake foot pedal slowly so you will not lock the rear wheels and cause a skid. If that does not work, turn off the engine, pull off the road, and turn on emergency flashers. Stuck accelerator. If your vehicle is accelerating out of control, turn off the engine. Shift to neutral gear and search for an escape path. Steer smoothly, brake gently, and pull off the roadway. Tire blowout. If a front tire blows out, the vehicle will pull sharply in the direction of the blowout. If a rear tire blows out, the vehicle will wobble, shake, and pull some in the direction of the blowout. Grip the steering wheel firmly and keep the vehicle going straight. Do not brake, slow down gradually. Pull off the road in a safe place and turn on hazard lights. Shift to park gear, turn off the engine. Power failure. If the engine shuts off while you are driving, keep a strong grip on the steering wheel. Be aware that the steering wheel may be difficult to turn, but you can turn it. Brake with steady pressure on the pedal, slow down, and pull off the roadway. Shift to park gear. Try to restart the engine. If unsuccessful, raise the hood and turn on the emergency flashers. Vehicle breakdown. If your vehicle breaks down, get your vehicle off the road and away from traffic, if possible. Turn on your emergency flashers to show your vehicle is disabled. Try to warn other roadway users that your vehicle is there. If possible, place emergency flares about 200 to 300 feet behind the vehicle. This alerts other drivers, giving them some time to change lanes, to move over. Stay in your vehicle until help arrives. In the event of a crash, ORC 4509.01, 4509.06, 4549.02, 4549.021, and 4549.03. If you are involved in a crash, Move your vehicle off the roadway as far as possible. If you cannot move your vehicle, ensure your hazard lights are on and set up road flares if you have them. Stay calm and remain at the scene. Stop and take immediate steps to warn approaching traffic. Turn on your hazard lights. In minor crashes, if possible and safe to do so, remove your vehicle from the flow of traffic. Remain as calm as possible and avoid any argument. Do not leave the scene until you have exchanged contact and insurance information with those involved, which includes leaving a note if the damaged vehicle was not occupied. Check for injuries and request assistance. Check yourself and others for injuries. Call emergency services, 911, if anyone has been injured. Do not move the injured, keep them warm. Notify the proper authorities, either the Ohio State Highway Patrol, Sheriff, or local police. Crash details and contact information. Exchange information with others involved in the accident, but do not discuss fault or insurance coverage. Provide and/or collect names and addresses of those involved or those who witnessed the crash. Name and contact information of the vehicle owner if not involved, present. License plate number and vehicle make and model of vehicles involved. Name, address, and policy number of insurance company. Take note of circumstances of the crash, such as chain of events, weather, road conditions, and traffic controls. Answer all of the investigating officer's questions, but do not discuss the accident with others. Report the crash. Notify your insurance company as soon as possible. If involved in a crash with an unattended vehicle, you must report the crash to the police or leave necessary information at the scene. The driver of a vehicle involved in a motor vehicle crash in Ohio may file a crash report, Form BMV 3303, with the Ohio Bureau of Motor Vehicles within 6 months after the crash if both of the following apply. There was damage in excess of $400 or personal injury, and the driver or owner of the other vehicle did not have insurance or other financial responsibility coverage at the time of the crash.